This is WLVR. I'm Brad Klein. New policing policies are expected to come up for a vote in Allentown City Council tonight. The first concrete action from the body since protests began in the Lehigh Valley over the death of George Floyd. For months, protesters have raised public criticism of law enforcement and demanded the defunding of city police. Their calls were amplified in July after a video showed Allentown police physically restraining Edward Barrero Jr., a person of color, in front of a local hospital. An internal investigation and the Lehigh County DA found no wrongdoing on the part of police, but the issue of reform has been hotly debated in the wake of those findings. WLVR's Tyler Pratt has been covering the story. He joins us now. Hi, Tyler.
Hi, Brad.
So tonight's meeting includes a special session where discussion will focus on policing. What specifically is before the council?
So the resolution R94 is a continuation of previous talks about creating a dialogue on policing in the community. It was proposed by Councilmember Cece Gerlach and co-sponsored by Joshua Siegel, following that video you mentioned of the Allentown police officers. This new document, which the majority of the council has signed on to, proposes creating a citizens review board, and that would be a public group that engages both the police department and the council on policies. Advocates have said they want this group to be included if there are uses of excessive force in the city. And the resolution wants the public consulted if the department makes changes to its policies. The resolution also asks for a biannual report on use of force incidents and the types of calls police respond to. The idea here being to build up data so we'll be able to know more about what police are dealing with in Allentown.
So in the past, activists have called for reforms, even in addition to the ones you listed. What happened to those items? Like a mandate that body camera footage from police be released at the time of an incident.
So this new revised resolution proposes research on what other Pennsylvania communities are doing and then reporting back to the council in 45 days. Because in talks with police and the city's legal team, the council may not have the authority to mandate some reforms. Many rules come from the state legislature. This applies to, say, banning no-knock warrants, which we have heard a lot about after the death of Breonna Taylor in Kentucky. So the clerk will present a report in the fall, and the council may then appeal to Pennsylvania lawmakers to make changes.
Debate over police reform has gotten personal sometimes in the Allentown City Council. Some members try to censure others over their participation in Black Lives Matter protests. How do you see that action playing out on the floor in this meeting?
So, like I mentioned earlier, most of the city council members have signed on to this resolution. Absent is Ed Zuckel, a veteran of the police department and former candidate for Lehigh County Sheriff. Zuckel was critical of both Gerlach and Siegel's participation in those Black Lives Matter protests. He even asked for their resignations, and that was rescinded, but it did spark a debate between council members on their stances supporting both Black Lives Matter and the police department, and it's likely that discussion could pop up again tonight.
What has the chief of police in Allentown, Glenn Granitz, said about this?
Granitz has said he is open to discussions and willing to share data. He was more of a public figure during the protests in the wake of the death of George Floyd, stating that he wanted to work with community activists to foster a healthy relationship with the police. Since the release of the video, he's been much quieter. There's been a lot of public outrage over how the man in the video appeared to be treated. As you mentioned, both an investigation by the police and the DA found no wrongdoing by the officers involved. But there were many calls for the names of the officers involved to be released or have them suspended during the investigation. Granitz addressed this during the council meeting at the end of July.
It is extremely important for everyone in the city of Allentown to understand that if you are looking for a chief that rushes to judgment, and if you are looking for a chief that will not investigate things or does not have the willingness to refer it to an outside agency, then I am simply not your man. I will not throw officers under the bus or rush to judgment.
So Chief Granitz is strongly supporting the actions of his officers in Allentown.
Yes, so he is backing up his officers and feels like he did due diligence by having an internal investigation and asking the DA to look into it. Protesters would have liked to have seen the Attorney General look into the matter, but legally, the Attorney General can't look at it unless he was requested to do so by the DA. which is something the city council may examine and maybe even ask state legislators to try and change down the line.
Tyler, thanks for joining us, and I look forward to hearing how things go at the council meeting tonight.
Thank you, Brad.